Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do we have company this week?
Yes.
Grammy award-winning Carly Pierce is here to hang out with us. New music, which we're going to talk all about. But first, I just want to know, like, how are you? How have you been? I haven't seen you in forever.
I know. I'm doing so good.
Yeah.
Really good. So excited that new music is here.
Oh, my God. I know. Okay. So, dream come true.
Mm-hmm.
First listen through, I was like, oh, my God. I don't know what it is. Because, like, I love your vocal always.
Mm-hmm.
But your vocal on this, like, something is different.
Yeah.
Am I crazy? Something is different.
You know, it's funny. I'm working with a new producer,
mm-hmm.
and I think he just captured my vocal in a way that hasn't been. But also, I've had some vocal strain, and so I've been working through that, and I think it actually brought, like, a really richness to these songs.
It did. It yeah. sounds so amazing. It's like when you talk to somebody who has to have, like, the vocal surgery, and they come out of it with, like, all
this
amazing, like, a superpower.
Yes, yes.
Which is incredible. All right, so tell me about inspiration mm-hmm. for this song, and, like, when you guys sat down to write it and what happened.
Yeah, you know, I think this is a topic that you're finding, I mean, a lot of people are writing about right now. It's very mm-hmm. introspective, especially the females in country. I feel
yes.
like we're kind of having a moment of just reflection of life. And I think people, you know, you reassess your life at different checkpoints. And I went in to write this particular day. And if I'm honest, I was just feeling really low. This career has had really, really high highs, and it's had really, really low lows. And I was feeling a little lost and just kind of having that feeling that anybody who has a dream, their sacrifices mm-hmm. to make the dream come true. And I was kind of just in my feelings about that and wrestling with all of those different kind of feelings of, well, I have this, but I didn't get this. And I thought I'd have this and I don't have this. And do people care? Do I matter? Do I have, you know, a viral moment? Can I compete? Mm-hmm. Am I too old? Do they care? All these different feelings. And I just wanted people to know they're not alone in all of those feelings.
Yeah, because it really doesn't matter. Like, if you just have a really stressful career,
yeah.
that those are the choices you have to make. You sing the song about, like, missing your best friend's wedding.
Yeah.
And, like, there have been moments in my life that I've had to miss. And it's like, you, I don't know about you, but, like, there's been times where I've chosen my career and there's times when I've chosen my friends and family. And no matter which one you do, you feel like you've made the wrong decision. Not
yeah.
the wrong decision, but you, like, you have FOMO, for lack of a better term.
Yep.
About
there's
it.
A cost.
Yeah, there is.
There's a cost when you have big dreams, no matter what they are.
Yeah. And it's so funny that you mentioned that this is, like, something that people are singing about, because when I listened to this, it did make me think of Kelsey's
yeah.
new song, I Said in Parks, because
yes.
it is. You both are singing about the sacrifices that you've had to make and questioning, like, is this the right thing?
Totally.
But it, again, it's that push and pull, because if you weren't doing this, it's all you'd want to be doing.
1,000%. And it is. It's the push and pull. And I think it's like validating to see somebody else feel the same way.
Oh my God, yeah.
And I think be able to kind of unite together. Like, we're clearly, and I know Ashley Cook has a song coming has a similar sentiment. And it's like, to see three women kind of align in that vulnerability, I think is really powerful. And they're mm-hmm. all different songs, but it's kind of speaking to that same place.
Yeah. And I can't think of what the name of it, like, even Morgan has a song about it that I'm like, after I listened to it, I was like, is he okay?
Yeah.
Like, because it's something of, I cannot think of it. I love the song. It's amazing. But again, similar sentiment to what you're singing about. It's interesting you talk about like the high highs and low lows of this career and this life. My therapist said something really interesting to me recently. She was like, your body can't tell the difference between the high highs and the low lows, which is why sometimes the high highs feel sad.
Oh my gosh.
And then like the low lows, you kind of get addicted to the sadness almost. And yes. I thought that was such an interesting thing to think about.
It is interesting.
Because this roller coaster is so up and down.
It really is. And we live in such a world of like instant gratification, instant knowing, you know, comparing yourself to other people or seeing how many likes you get. And it's just, it's exhausting. And I've really had to, I think what this song represents for me in a lot of ways is sharing a piece of my heart that I don't feel like I have. Mm-hmm. But also, this song started my quest of why did I do this in the first place? What made me fall in love with country music in the first place? And so what that allowed me to do is return to the origin of my dream. And truly, I know it's cliche, but I've made the best music I've ever made because of that.
That makes me so happy to hear that.
You know? And so I'm really excited about this.
I like kind of felt like I had this point in my life once when I was like, why am I doing this? And you kind of like, I gave myself the option like, oh, do I want to walk away? Would that actually make me happier? Like sometimes I feel like you kind of have to push yourself and then you're like, no, this is what I want. And it kind of like, you have that perspective shift.
Yeah.
A little bit.
This is a bit of my coming to terms with some of the things in my life not looking like I thought. I really do live in the cul-de-sac. I really do have all of the plaques on the walls that are sad. I mean, you think about the success of some of my songs that came from deep pain. Mm-hmm. I've missed friends' weddings. My mom and I have had the exact conversation that I talk about in the song. Mm-hmm. But I love music.
Yeah.
And that's what I can control. And that's what I'm focused on. And I think that's why I've made my favorite music.
Oh, that makes me so happy. I want to talk about the last line in the song with your mom, talking about your mom being sick. Because have you talked about this a
lot? No.
Okay. Yeah. How is she?
You know what? She has stage 4 COPD, which is a lung issue that has been really advanced in the last few years and caused me to not be able to see her as much. Mm-hmm. She's doing really well right now. And this is obviously a piece of my story that I've kept pretty quiet, but I think it's important. It's an important piece that I wanted to share just of parents getting older or parents being sick. And my mom completely devoted her life to chasing this dream for me. And it's been hard over the last 5 years for her to not be able to be there with me and me feeling that guilt of not being able to be with her. And
I also know that you guys are like best friends.
We are.
Like, you're so close.
We are. And you know, that last line where it says, she says I can quit, but all of her prayers would be in vain. She worked her whole life to make this dream come true. That's really honest. And I'm sure a lot of people feel that way.
Oh,
you know?
My God, 1,000%. Well, I hope that she is doing better.
She's doing great.
Yeah, and I know that you have had your own like health struggles and everything with your pericarditis. And I feel like I'm at the similar point with my parents where I'm like, thank God we all have our health. Like, right now, everybody, like I wake up every day, I'm like, everybody's healthy. We're fine. That's all that matters.
Yes, it really is all that matters. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's such a crazy, it's just like a getting older. Like
it's so true though. You're like, oh my God.
I know.
Gosh.
I used to hear people say it and I was like, yeah, whatever. I know. I'm always going to have my health.
I know.
Talk to me about the music video for this song because the visuals are gorgeous.
Thank you.
I haven't seen it yet, but so like, where is this going to take us?
Yeah. So I, again, wanted to make it really feel like this feeling. So it's a one take for about 2 minutes of the video. Ooh. And it's set. We went back to Kentucky. Shot in an auditorium in Renfro Valley, which is actually where I wanted to, this stage was important to me because I was inducted into the Kentucky Music Hall of Fame a few years ago. Oh. So we went back and the scene is all shot around this vanity and this moment that I'm having where I'm singing this song, but life is still going. So hair and makeup still come in and glam me. And it's really my actual team. So it's my manager, my assistant, my stylist, and my makeup artist. They're all in the video, but they're coming in and they're doing their job. And it's kind of this moment where I've got all these pictures from my childhood on the wall and I'm dressed in the beautiful dress and I'm all done up and I'm signing the paperwork and I'm picking the outfits and they're bringing in the flowers and you realize it reveals that I'm on a stage, an empty auditorium.
I have chills.
And it's just that feeling of this is all I ever wanted. But did I know it was going to be like this?
Yeah. This is very like life of a showgirl. It is also
1,000% life of a showgirl.
And it's interesting because, yeah, we're all in that same era of life, which is so crazy. Talk to me. When you say this is some of the, this is the best music you feel like you've ever made, what does CP5 look like? Like, say more about that.
I think I've stretched what I write about, and I've stretched kind of just giving more point of view on some different topics that people have never heard me sing about, which I'm excited about.
Can you give an example?
Like, there's a song called Church Girl, and it kind of talks about church shame and some of the church shame that I have felt just being a woman in the South and going through a public divorce.
Very real thing.
Yeah. There's just a lot of, I feel like sonically, I started working with a new producer. His name's Ben West. We've been longtime friends. We actually wrote Show Me Around together about Busby. But he just captured the essence of that blend of classic country mixed with the bluegrass and Appalachian roots that I are so true to being from Kentucky and loving that music. And there's just depth. When I think of this music, it's just rich and there's depth and some collaborations that are really exciting. And
yeah, I was gonna say, what about collabs?
I have some like contemporary, I have a contemporary collab that I'm very excited about, but I also have like some true moments with some of my heroes that I grew up loving.
That's so special.
That I just went for it. Yeah, I just kind of went for it. This is the album that I wanted to make.
I love to hear you say that.
Yeah.
It is wild because I've got this unique perspective, like being on the edge of everybody's lives. You know what I mean? And you see somebody, like they come in the debut album, the sophomore album, and I always just get so excited when I see somebody and they're like, I just did what I wanted to do.
This is from the visuals to the rollout to all of it. This is what I wanted to do. And I think that's why I have so much peace about it. But it started because of this song and just having to figure out, like, I need to return to the dream.
I'm so happy for you. Thanks. Right now. I can't wait to hear this new music. Let's talk about a little bit about life and stuff right now. I mean, I know that you're very busy right now, but in your downtime, have you been doing anything that you're enjoying? Any new hobbies? Like, what is it? What does a down day look like for you right now?
You know, I mean, I love my dogs. I love my twins, Johnny and June. I like a very normal life. So I enjoy, I've had a little bit more downtime, just not touring as much, which has been really nice for me. Like, I enjoy cooking. I enjoy reading. I enjoy going to the grocery, doing my laundry, just like these very normal things.
You're like me.
Things.
Like, I crave just coming. I'm like, I just want to go home and eat food that I made.
Yes. And like be able to go to the grocery and it be for a week instead of like a day or two.
Yes.
So I've just enjoyed some of that like normalcy.
I love that. But then about 3 weeks in, I'm like, I need something new. I start to lose my mind.
Oh, and I'll be like, my career's over. Nobody cares. It's like, no, you've had 2 days at home. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Just calm down. Have you been binging anything good?
You know, I binged Love is Blind, which was a wild ride. I binged the entire Sex in the City entity, all six seasons, and the show that came after it.
And just like that?
And just like that. I did the whole...
Had you ever done that before?
No.
Oh my gosh. What was your take on it?
I mean, I love Sex in the City. I was actually really upset that it was over. And just like that, I was like, okay, we're reaching. We're trying to like be in pop culture. But there's just something about them and just that, especially being in your 30s and watching it. It was just... I loved it.
Have you watched the new All's Fair with Kim Kardashian on Hulu?
No.
It kind of gives a little bit of Sex in the City. I talked about this in here. It got like ripped in the reviews and I kind of love it.
Really? Yes. Okay. I've seen it.
If you approach it from like, I imagine it's like the way that guys think about like superhero movies and it's like all macho. This is like overly feminine. Mm-hmm. Is it realistic? No, not really. But it is beautiful women. They're fabulously dressed.
Yeah.
Plot line's a little crazy, but it's not real.
Yes.
Like, it's not meant to. It's like fantasy world.
I need to watch it. I've
watch
seen
it.
Some like
Sex
and
the City vibes, like the femaleness of it. But I would try that.
I gotta go. Yeah, I just went to New York and had to go see Carrie Bradshaw's Stoop, and I was very excited about
it. It's so fun to see it.
Oh,
what about reading? Have you read anything good lately?
I read a lot of different stuff. Like so many. Like right now, I'm reading. It's something how to blah 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 something like how to find real happiness is essentially what it's about. I read a lot of self-help books just to like.
I love that. I
really
love it.
Keep
the
mind
same way.
Going. Yeah, I'm like, so right now I'm reading about how to be happy.
Amazing. All right. And then we were talking about your band right at the beginning of this.
God.
I love how close you are with your band. You guys all just recently got matching tattoos.
We
Talk
did.
About that.
You know what's funny is you spend more time with these people than you do anybody. I spend more time with those four guys than I do family, significant other, dogs, anything. We're very, very close. There are three of them, Nick, John, and Phil. They've been with me. Phil's been with me almost 8 years. He came in on my second album. And then the other two came in at around COVID. And then Daniel, our drummer, he feels like one of us. And I mean, I'm so close to all their wives. I love their children. And we wanted something to just kind of signify like our bond. Yeah. And so we got little show ponies and our bus number, because so many, they know the parts of me on camera, but they've also held me up when I needed it and been there for me in a lot of different seasons of my life. And they really are like my brothers.
That's,
you know,
so
I was just telling you about how one of them was annoying me like a brother and like I annoy them. And what's fun is we've gotten to a place where, you know, we don't have to be on the road all the time and they have time to be at home with their families, which is so nice. But we have a bus fam group chat. It's 24/7. And that just shows me that we love each other, you know, and we're all together.
When you say you annoy them, they annoy you. I thought it was hysterical when your voice was down and they did your Q&A with fans and it was like their icks about you.
Oh,
I was like
God.
Crying ass laughing so hard.
Oh yeah. I like let them
ripped you.
They rip me. Like they don't care. They want everybody to know all the sides of me. And I'm like, okay, thank you. Maybe you could have like toned it down a little, but they're like, no, give us the mic.
It was fantastic. Yeah. You mentioned significant other. Mm-hmm. How is your boy?
Yeah, he's so good.
Good.
He's great.
Good.
Yeah.
That makes me happy are happy. Christmas, Thanksgiving, yeah. Right around the corner. What do you have planned for Thanksgiving? Are you doing something fun with family?
I'm going to Alabama to see my parents.
Great.
And Johnny and June. I have little Thanksgiving outfits for them.
Perfect.
Be great. But yeah, it'll be nice to just go hang out with family. And like I said, my mom's doing really well right now. So that's like a nice holiday gift for us.
1,000%. Mm-hmm. Do you decorate for Christmas early or do you?
I know. This is like a very, I feel like you're either one way or the other and people get mad. I don't.
You don't? Okay. When do you wait? Do you do it after Thanksgiving?
I do it I need Thanksgiving to happen. And then I'll take down all of my fall stuff and then I'll switch and go to Christmas.
I know. I feel like I put up my fall stuff for like 3 seconds and then November 1st hit and I was like, I feel like I'm gone so much. I just like want to come home to Christmas.
Well, and that's my other thing that I've always struggled with is I'm like, I'm never here. I should just put it up.
Mm-hmm.
I've even considered, because I'm not spending Christmas in my own home, should I even put it up?
Yeah, that's the thing, because it's just it's so much up and down.
New Year's Day, I'm like, why did I put
like,
this
pay up? Pay somebody to do this. Yeah. What are you doing for Christmas? You said you're not going to be in your own house. Are you going back to Alabama?
I'll go back to Alabama, yeah.
Fun. That's great. Okay. New Year's resolutions. Ooh. That's also like top of everybody's mind right now.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't like New Year's resolutions, but I will say my intention for next year is to unapologetically just be me, not care about what's going on here, not like embrace the season of life that I'm in and just be fearless in that. That's like what I want for the new year.
I love that so much. You and I are like always going through things at about the similar time. And I feel like when everyone tells you like, oh, you get to 30 and you stop caring what people think. And you kind of do, but I still have a hard time not apologizing for like, oh my God, am I being too much? And I wish that I could just be like, I fucking love being too much, actually.
Exactly. Again, to your point, like, am I more confident, more set in who I am than I was at 25? Sure. But like, is it still in there in a whole different way?
Yep.
Absolutely. I'm like, I'm 35. Like, am I okay? Is everything like, this didn't happen? Is this okay? Like, am I old? Am I fine? You know, it's all those things.
I'm the same way. I've been like, I turned 36 next month and I've been having like an internal crisis about it. I'm like, just stop, because one day you'll be like, 36 was so young. Shut up.
Literally, my mom says all the time she was in her prime at 35. So I'm just like, all right.
I feel that.
Let's go.
Amazing. Thank you for coming to see us.
Thanks
I cannot wait
me.
To hear the other music you've been working on, but Thank this song you. Is really special, and I'm so glad that you're sharing it with the world.
Thank Crown you. Pierce.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.